Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
25-24, the Bears win it in spite of themselves at times.
I'll tell you what, Danny, Andy, you talk about a team, especially the Bears, needing this victory. If we would have lost to what I think is the worst team in the National Football League, it's not only my opinion, but if we'd have lost to the Raiders and we'd have been 1-3 after coming off a 5-12 season, okay, and the way we played, but we won the game, and it's, and I predicted that we would win this game. Why? Because Geno Smith is the worst quarterback that I have ever seen start and play in the National Football League. And guess what? He lived up to it today.
Midway through the second quarter.
He lived up to it today.
Midway through the second quarter, OB's mantra was, whatever you do, don't hurt Geno Smith. Keep him in the game.
That's right. Don't hurt him.
Now, listen, the first 3 weeks of the NFL season, there were 12 block kicks. It was, if it's not a record, it should be. But
it has to be, Danny.
The 13th one was the biggest one of all for us today.
That should never happen.
Yeah. I got to tell you, your sentiments exactly, OB. Look, we're going to dice this thing up, and there was a bunch of bad football. I mean, awful, awful, awful football played by the Chicago Bears today.
And take a look. Now, people might overlook our quarterback today. He was not on target.
No, he wasn't.
And if it wasn't his running for his life, almost play after play after play, we would not have won this football game. He is the reason why we won, and the reason why, because he ran with the football.
Yep. And, it, you know, we're going to break it all down, but the bottom line is this. To have the four turnovers in the first half and go in at halftime behind is inexcusable, especially when you're playing such a bad, bad football team.
They're god-awful, Dan.
They really are.
The folks, believe me, the Raiders, I haven't seen a team that bad in quite some time.
But we played down to him, and we had 11 negative plays on offense. 11. A good offense won't have 11 the entire season.
And we had 8 penalties. We did. The
yep.
Bears. 8 penalties for 60 yards against us. Now, normally, you get 8 penalties, and you're talking about 60 minus yards, you lose a football game. So let's take the victory, get the hell out of Vegas as soon as you can, and get home here.
Leave Geno.
And hopefully things might look a little brighter in the next few weeks. You know, we've got a bye coming up, and then we have a night game. But I'll tell you what, it was a good victory, no matter how we won. But I'll tell you what, we didn't win through the air, and we didn't win through luck. We played hard on both sides of the ball. And the guy, how we got the victory was our quarterback and his ability to run. That's exactly what you saw tonight. Danny, am I correct on that?
Yep, his ability to
run and get out. That's why we won.
And, you know, obviously a lot of times when he's running, he's able to get the ball to somebody, and that wasn't working tonight. But his wheels, getting out of trouble, trying to avoid even more negative plays. 11 negative plays, Andy. I can't remember coming in here in blowout losses where we had 11 negative plays. But all that being said, it was a great victory, and a lot of it, you got a pat on the back, the defensive secondary. Real quick.
Yeah.
The offensive line struggled. They were awful. The running game was awful. The quarterback struggled. Our defense.
Actually, bottom line, buddy, we actually stunk it up today.
Oh, yeah, we did.
To tell you the truth, playing, folks, you have no. I'm telling you, that team we played today, yeah, they are beyond god awful. They got a quarterback. How the hell this guy? He's even in the National Football League. He's beyond me.
But real quick, shout out our new secondary coach is a guy named Al Harris, who played 7 years in the NFL. He was a good player, but I'm telling you, the only redeeming factors of this game today, obviously, was Cairo Santos, who was 4 out of 4. But the other part of it is our secondary. Think about this. We had 3 interceptions, 2 by Byard, 1 by Tyrique Stevenson, and we got a fumble from Janty. But our secondary, even with the injuries, they were the bright spot of the game tonight. Byard, player of the game for the Bears.
Going into the game tonight, then, you're talking about defensively, our pass defense. Folks, going into this game, late this afternoon, we ranked 27th out of 32 teams on passing defense. 27th. And we won this game.
Get to our Mueller Auto Group game-changing moment, sponsored by the Mueller family of dealerships with locations at Hoffman Estates, Gurnee, Highland Park, and Barrowville. Well, I think it's kind of obvious, but
it was the last play of the game.
The blocked field goal.
Josh Blackwell, who, you know, obviously has been kind of a guy that's been on special teams, has come in and played at times, but his block, obviously, you know, hey, Carlson is an all-pro kicker. He wasn't going to miss that. I cannot believe that Blackwell got around the edge and blocked it. Kudos to him. That was a magnificent, magnificent effort. And the team, you know, and here's the thing, OB, and we'll talk about this in a little bit, Andy, but a lot of times when you hit the bye week and you're having, you know, a successful year, it's real easy for the coach to go, okay, everybody, you know, after Thursday, take the whole weekend off. We don't need to take no time off.
Oh, are you kidding me? Absolutely not. And again, Danny, not to talk in circles here, but I'll tell you what. If we'd have lost this game with those few seconds to go and that unbelievable field goal block, Danny, we'd be 1-3 coming off a 5-12 year, a 12-loss season. And with a quarterback used his legs all for 4 quarters today to win this football game. That's how we won it, Dan. With Geno Smith, their quarterback, who, again, I'll say it again, Danny, unequipped. That guy, he's the worst quarterback I've ever seen in my life. In my life.
Thank God he was in a Raider suit today.
Yeah, we challenged you about that, too. We gave you Mitch Trubisky. We gave you Cade McNown, and you said this guy's worse.
Fired it out. The worst. Well, did you see his throws?
No, I did.
But, come on.
Oh, yeah.
But here's what I'm trying to get at. The Raiders are nowhere near a good football team on offense or
defense.
They're
that awful.
And they had our number all day. We have to work harder than we've worked all season to prepare for this second half of the season. Well, the remaining 3 quarters, whatever. But the point being is, this is no time to go wobbly and say, hey, pat on the back, let's take 4 days off. No, we need to have this team stick around and get some things accomplished, because we 11 lost yardage plays. Yep. That stinks to high heaven.
And with 8 penalties also, Dan, you can't forget that, for 60 yards. And I tell you, was this like a well-played football game today, folks? I'm sorry. No, it was not. You saw 2 quarterbacks out there struggle mightily just to make a first down, just to score some points. And I'll tell you something. I'm just glad that we won a football game and that we're 2-2. Okay, we're going into the bye week. Then we come back again with a night game. But I'll tell you what, that was, to me, a nice, nice victory. And I thought we would get the victory. I thought we would beat this team, because I know Geno Smith as a quarterback is just god-awful.
By the way, that was the franchise victory number 800 for the Chicago Bears.
There you go. Congratulations.
Congratulations. You had a hand in a bunch of them. I did as well. And it's. I think we're the second most victories.
Yep.
In all of the NFL, and that was a great way to win it. Come from behind, drive for a touchdown, and then block a kick to preserve the victory. Kudos to the Bears.
That's something, by the way, and I can say it again with ease, that's something that you'd never have, a blocked extra point or a blocked field goal. That's something, folks, that it's so easy to stop somebody blocking it. It's unbelievable. And they had a total breakdown. How the hell does that happen?
Yep.
Only in Vegas, maybe, huh?
And we'll talk about this later, but the reason I don't think we need to go, go to the beach this weekend, we got to come back and we got to go to Washington and play the Commanders. And they'll probably have Jaden Daniels back. That will be a great game. We can't play like we did today and expect to win.
Well, I'll tell you what, our quarterback better play better. We won, and everybody's happy, and it's great. And I'll say it again, maybe the third or fourth time. We sure as hell didn't win because of his arm, and that's very bothersome because that's how you win in this league, passing. This is not a running and hope and God, pray to God we win a game. Doesn't work that way. You got to be able to throw the ball. He struggles. He struggles.
25-24, the Bears hang on to win this one over the Las Vegas Raiders. And again, the bye week is coming up here. We'll set you all up for that as well. 312-981-7200 is the number. Real quick, we want to give a big shout-out and a big thanks to Jake Melnix once again for feeding us here today. And
delicious chicken. It was like chicken strips.
Chicken, great. Chicken fingers. We had the mac and cheese. Holy mackerel, that was good today. Cornbread. We had a whole bunch of stuff delivered from Jake Melnix.
He kept trying to give me a chicken finger. I said, don't give me the finger.
At least, maybe one with barbecue sauce. That'll go over a lot better. Jake Melnix.
First of all, I wouldn't give you one.
At 41 East Superior. Or head to jakemelnix.com for more information. It's game on at Jake's. Game on for us after the Bears 25-24 win. We'll take a quick timeout. Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. There was really nowhere else to go with that one.
Well, and you know what? Again, Tyrick Stevenson, he played great football. And, of course, you know, Blackwell blocking the kick. The secondary was big time for us today. And unfortunately, I got to tell you, Trumaine Edmonds, he can stay in Vegas. The way he played today, it was awful.
He got bowled over several times.
I mean, it was embarrassing. And, you know, think about this, folks. As a football team, you have a certain identity. And we keep saying, what's our identity? We don't know. We don't know what we can do. And, you know, it's all grab bag thus
that's
far.
Four games into this season coming off last year, Dan, when a lot of these players were here. I know it's a new head coach and the coaching staff, a new system offensively and defensively, but you had all off season last season to get ready, and which I said in that opening game we were not ready to play. Ben Johnson did not have him ready. We were not prepared mentally. But I'll tell you what, we came out today, and thank God we got a win. And again, I'll say, folks, this team we played is god awful. Just believe what I'm telling you, okay? But we had to beat them. We could not have lost this game. And again, if we did, Dan, to go by the bye week and you're 1-3 after coming off a 5-12 season, mentally, it's depressing. It's disastrous. Thank God it didn't happen.
Well, and there's a lot of reasons why it was, you know, a nut cutter right down to the very end, because we weren't very good on either side of the football. But here's the one thing.
Yes, sir. Exactly, Dan.
And we talk about, you know, we want to run.
Against a lousy team.
Well, and their defense has been god-awful this year. But we ran the ball 26 times today. You know, Swift, Managai, and Caleb Williams. We averaged 2.7 yards per attempt. That is, I mean, I guarantee Ohio State would have a lot better rushing attack than what we do, because we are not moving anybody. We're not creating any space for the backs. And at some point, all of this will catch up to you. And you got to get better if you want to go and try to beat the Commanders, because they've got a good defensive line, and it's a lot better than what we saw today, Andy.
Well, here's what happened. Danny, you're talking about us, folks. Net yards rushing, 69 yards, folks, in four quarters of football. That's what we ran for, 69 yards, and we won a game in the National Football League. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, that's like
those stats, what I just read you, they're beyond pathetic. You know how bad you got to be?
Well, and just to illustrate how bad Caleb Williams' day was, and he made some plays for us to put us in position.
Running.
But his quarterback rating was 73. Geno Smith, throwing three interceptions, he had a rating of 73. That tells you just how bad Caleb's performance was.
What did I tell you from the outset of this program?
Yep.
I said we didn't win because of his arm.
Yep.
And when he threw the ball, it was into the ground over the heads of receivers. It was his legs, his ability. After he couldn't find anybody, recognize anybody, he would take off running. And if he didn't do that, we would not have won. And if we didn't play the Raiders this afternoon, we'd have lost. Whoever it was we played. Thank God we were playing the Raiders.
All right, let's sneak in a call here real quick before we get to the top of the hour to the news break. We'll go out to St. Petersburg, Florida. Say hi to Thomas. Thomas, got about a minute. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Great to talk to you guys. The main thing I get out of today's game, you know, we didn't give up. We didn't give up. We battled. We're still not very good, though. I mean, we're just not a good ball team. Ugly win. Way too many penalties. Thank God we got the bye next week. Maybe we can get some things figured out. I want to say, OB and Dan, you guys are true legends. You're great, great Chicago Bears. And, you know, these guys today, these guys in the Bears team, they couldn't hold your jock straps, and I mean that.
You're very kind.
Well, thank
you. You're tough guys, and I love you both. Take it easy, guys.
Thanks, Thomas.
Thank you much.
Thank you.
What he's just talking about here, Dan, again, and which I just said about a minute or two ago. Folks, four quarters, we rushed for 69 yards. 69 yards. And that's what our quarterback running on top of it, by the way. Okay, folks, and then what did we pass for? 202 yards, and we won a football game, but we could only win it against, and I'll say it again, it is the absolute worst team in the National Football League. Geno Smith, the worst quarterback, starting quarterback in the NFL.
And our caller hit it right on the button. We didn't quit. We found a way to win.
We mentioned it at the top two when we came on the air, in case you missed it. That was win number 800 for the proud franchise known as the Chicago Bears. And that's pretty impressive when you think about the long history. Of course, you expect some down years here and there, but that's pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah, good deal. Let's get some more.
Okay, 312-981-7200. Let's get back out to the fans here. We'll welcome in Vlad in Carbondale. Vlad, you're up with Happen OB. Go ahead. Vlad,
hey,
hello.
Evening. How you guys doing today?
Yep, good.
Good, Vlad.
Hey, I just want to say you guys are the best in the business. I really love listening to you guys after the game.
Thank you.
I want to point out a couple of things with this this offense, man. They're real conservative. I'm really getting tired of these screen passes and everything. You know, Max Crosby really killed us on the edge. Especially, I think it was Ozzie. Yeah, he was, you know, going through him the whole time, man, and I just want to know, how can we utilize, you know, opening up in the field, man? Why can't we get the passing game going a little more, you know, in front of through the air? Like, why do we got to be so conservative? That's the question.
Well,
thank you, guys.
Let me just give you a couple of items here. The first 30 minutes, the first quarter, the first opening drive, okay, is so very, very important. You got to set the tempo early. All right, and you got to carry it through all four quarters. You know how many yards we had running the first half? Two net yards running. You know how many yards we had passing net yards? We were 9 of 14 for 88 yards, and we won a football game in the National Football League only because we were playing the Vegas Raiders, which are they're just god-awful. But just look at that. Net yards running. The first 30 minutes of football, folks, in the National Football, we run for 2 yards. You got to be kidding me.
You know, Vlad, you bring up a good point. And folks, so Darnell Wright was out of this game. So they started Theo Benedict at right tackle. Well, late in the first quarter, Braxton Jones gets rolled up on. He's out. So Benedict had to go to left tackle, and they had to bring in Ozzie Trapillo, the second-round draft pick, to play right tackle. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means he's lined up against, you know, Max Crosby, you know, the headhunter, one of the best defensive ends in football. So all of that, you would think, okay, well, you know, if we can just hang on somehow and not get too exposed. But it was the rest of the offense, the interior, you know, Dolman, on the very first play of the game, You know, and he's getting paid a ton of money to be the center. On the very first play of the game, their defensive lineman, 99, swam him and, you know, was in the backfield on Swift before you could even blink. And it was almost that type of a one player breaking down play after play after play after play. And that's why OB and I were screaming from the rooftops back in the late part of August, play these guys. Let them all get some game time, some war experience. And guess what? We actually won a game with two rookie offensive tackles playing the majority of the game. I mean, they need to go and say their prayers tonight.
You know, there's one simple question I would ask our head coach, okay? And it would be, I'm just jumping ahead to next year, okay? And say, excuse me, coach, are you going to run the same training camp? All those different camps you had, this camp, that camp, rookie camp, this, and then the exhibition games. Are you going to run it the same way you did? Are you going to let all your starters just sit and walk around and look at each other, pat each other on the back while there's an actual game going on out there where you could have those people out there learning pass blocking, run blocking, and how to score points? You didn't do it. And that's why we're 2-2. We could have been better than this. And thank God again, Danny.
God for the Raiders.
Thank God for the Raiders, folks. You have no idea how brutal that team is.
But one word, and we get to the next caller. I heard this a whole bunch in the spring. Precision. This offense requires precision.
Regurgitate.
Precision if you're not working at it? Okay, let's get to the next.
That's
part.
Exactly correct, Dan.
Yeah.
When they're not out there, and you got precision with guys that aren't even in the league.
It's as precise as a car wreck. It's just awful.
All right, to St. John, Indiana, let's say hi to TJ. TJ, you're up with Happen OB. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, guys. How are you?
Good.
Well, I got to tell you, this game was back and forth, and, you know, thank God we won today, because, you know what, we got a good reason to say, go Bears. How about it, OB and Hamp?
Oh, yeah, listen, I playing against the Raiders, TJ, I predicted a victory right on this station. I did. I said the Bears would win this game, and they would be 2-2, which would be giant. But I'll tell you, TJ, if they'd have lost this game and we're 1-3 and coming off a 5-12 year win last season, and the way our quarterback played late this afternoon, I tell you, it wasn't a stellar performance by any shape, form, or however you want to put it. We won because he got breakaway runs when he dropped back the pass. Did you see where his passes were? Into the ground, over the heads, behind people. That's what happened out there.
All right, we've got to take a quick timeout here. We'll come back with more of your phone calls, 312-981-7200. Bears win it 25-24. Happen will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Thanks, Gino!
Kevin Byard in a 25-24 Bears win over the Las Vegas Raiders. Happen will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
You mean to tell me that this guy, Geno Smith, we have a backup quarterback here in Bagent who is 10 times better than and he's a starter in the National Football League. I've watched this guy. How this guy is even in the league, I have absolutely no idea. And guess who showed up? He showed up with his usual game. And, folks, he does it game after game, year after year, and he's still around in the National Football League. How the hell does that happen?
All right, to the phones, 312-981-7200. It's John coming back from the game. Hey, John, how you doing?
Guys, let me tell you something. I was at that game, and I promise you that there was over 50% of the fans at that game were Chicago Bear fans.
Sounded like it.
So now, I give my game ball to the Chicago Bear fans because they did not boo when the Bears did some bad plays. They had a lot to boo about, but they didn't. But they really backed them up, and they cheered when they were doing stuff right. And so my game ball goes to Chicago Bear fans. And there was more orange and blue than there was black and silver in that stadium, and I was one of them.
John, good words. Thank you. Those were good words. That's nice to hear.
It really was. And you know what? And everybody was talking about that, you know, the Bear fans were going to show up in mass. That's all great. But, you know, finally, we find a way to win.
A miracle.
And make a play.
A miracle win.
You know, guys, you know, with 7-8% chance of blocking a field goal. So, I mean, we were living on such small margins, and yet the team was able to rally and go down and score 17 points in the second half, get back in it, take the lead, and then get a blocked field goal. Unbelievable.
You used the correct word, Dan, the team. That wasn't an I. That wasn't an I or a me thing. That was a team victory, guaranteed.
Right. And, you know, we've talked about it a number of times about Ben Johnson and his first time as a head coach and the responsibilities and all. He was remarkably cool throughout the game, even, you know, going into the later stages, you know, being down and having the offense sputter so badly. Real quick,
yeah.
You know, folks, you have no idea how bad the offense was the first half.
We have gained 2 yards running.
2.7 yards of play. 2.7 yards of play in the first half in professional football. We got the ball on the 24. After four plays, we go backwards 4 yards, but kick a field goal. Then we get it on the Vegas 20. And then we throw an interception when Cosby batted the ball. Then we finally get it, another chance and another interception. It was on the 24. And after 8 plays, we gain 9 yards. And wind up kicking a field goal. And then at the end, we actually have a little bit of a drive. So, I mean, it was a comedy of errors. But yet, everybody kind of kept their hand in it. And we stayed close enough to where we were able to go and find a way to win at the end.
One more important point, folks. We had the ball over 6 more minutes than the opponent. Again, it was what? How many was it last week? I can't remember. What was it, 89 or 10 minutes? Something like that. We had the ball. We had it for over 6 more minutes than they had the ball, and it took us a last-second miracle to win the football game. That's why when I say, Caleb, you know what? I'll tell you what, buddy. We're even up here, but, pal, I don't think you brought it today. I really don't.
One of the things that we've talked long and hard about the lack of adjustments at halftime, and it seems to me like they're starting to figure a few things out. In the second half, we actually had 4 possessions. The last one after we get the blocked field goal doesn't count. But of those 4 possessions, we went 7 plays, 60 yards for a touchdown the first time we touched the ball in the second half. Then we go 3 and out on a punt. Then we come back. We put together a drive where we get a field goal. And then that beauty, 11-play, 73-yard drive to score a touchdown with Swift into the left side of the end zone to take the lead. So, again, these are, and again, it was a bad day all across the board, except for the defensive secondary. But all that being said, you got to have small victories while you're trying to figure out how this team has to come together. And of the 4 possessions in the second half, we scored 2 touchdowns and a field goal.
Yeah, Danny, well, I can tell you, if I tell you, Ben, this bye week coming up here, all right, they better not be giving these guys 2, 3, and 4 days off.
I hope not.
And then going to Florida, California, wherever, whatever they go. You better have them in here because your football team is not that good. And why do I say it? I see from drive to drive offensively. I see what you're doing defensively from quarter to quarter for 4 games now. And it's a miracle that we're 2-2. Now we're going to play up. We're going to start playing some pretty good, tough opponents. And you better have this team ready. And I wouldn't be giving them days off just because there's a bye week. You gave them, in my opinion, you gave them the whole season off. I mean, the whole off season.
Well, the preseason for sure.
That's basically it, Dan. That's Why the hell do you have it? Why do you play those games? Obviously, to get ready for the season. And what do these guys do? Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Well, and a couple of guys that we really like, and that's Cole Kmet. He had his worst game as a Chicago Bear.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it was awful. He had two penalties, plus he was targeted seven or eight times. He only came away with three catches, I believe.
Yep.
Had some other ones that he's capable of making. Unfortunately, he didn't. But, you know,
he was surprised.
Well, every once in a while, you know, somebody pops up, just like Josh Blackwell today. Zacchaeus has really found a niche in this offense. And right now, I'm telling you, he is more important to the vibe that we have on offense than DJ Moore is.
Oh, yeah.
DJ's kind of like lost, you know, at sea. And he shows up here and there a little bit. But between he and Kmet, hopefully we get Loveland back. And, of course, Dunze. I mean, we, again, precision, you know, the side adjustments when on blitzes and all the different things that veteran teams do automatically because they've done it over and over and over again. We didn't do it in the preseason. We didn't do it, you know, in the practices against the Buffalo Bills and anybody else. You got to do it real time in games before you start figuring out how this offense is going to, you know, hum. And right now, man, I tell you what, the entire first half averaging 2.7 yards a play and you win the football game, thank God for Vegas.
Yeah, Danny, that exactly. That's what I said. And net yards, we had a total of an entire first half, a total of 2 yards running the football. And we won a football game in the National Football League. I don't know how the hell that happened, but it happened, and I'm glad it did. But I'll tell you what, you coaches better start taking a long look at yourself, and so do you players. You better start taking a long look, because now we're going to start playing some pretty good football teams, okay? And you better be ready for them. And I'm so happy that we won this game, because again, Danny, going back, I don't know where this team would be if they had lost. We'd have been 1-3. And again, coming off that disastrous last year,
we would have been hanging them high right here.
This would have been god awful, folks. So I'm glad that they won, and let's move forward here in a positive manner. And Ben Johnson, don't let these guys have these days off. Bring them in and work them, and get them ready to play.
And one of the things that I think is underlying that little plea from us is, if you're going to bring two starting offensive tackles, basically starting their first game ever, you know, to play the Commanders, boy, you can't get enough work in the next 2 weeks, let alone, you know, having a four-day weekend.
All right, Bears win at 25-24. We're going to stop here for the news and come back with much more. We've got another hour with you here. 312-981-7200 is the number. Happen will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois.
Hot route! Hot route!
Who brought it today? Looking at which Bear played tough, played hard.
And who brought it today? Sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, the card to bring through it all, Josh Blackwell is the guy today. And, you know, we could give some honorary mentions. Zacchaeus is one of them, as we talked about a little bit here in the Bears 25-24 win. But how about Cairo Santos today? 4 for 4 and a couple of 50-plus.
Absolutely. And think about this, folks. You know, the offense, as bad as it struggled, of the 10 possessions, 5 times they were given the ball in Vegas territory. And we still, you know, had it in reverse all day. But, you know, 11 minus yardage plays has got to be cleaned up. You cannot function at any offense. I mean, I don't care if you got John Elway and, you know, Dan Marino. You cannot function in the NFL with negative yardage plays behind the sticks. But the one thing is, you know, you think about our defense. We couldn't stop the run. We made everybody was saying, oh, Janty's not all that in a, you know, box of popcorn and all. Well, guess what? He went for $1.38 today. And, Even their other back, Moser.
Yep.
He had three plays for 45 yards.
This running first game of the season today.
Yeah. I mean, and we had zero sacks once again. We're not getting any. The front seven has regressed. And I don't know whether they don't understand the scheme. I don't know if they're having a hard time, you know, understanding what is necessary or required of them. But all I see is a bunch of guys that are lined up, you know, and when the ball snapped, they're a little bit late off the ball, and they ram into the offensive lineman, and the lineman grabs them, and then they just sit there and wrestle around. That's not how you play defense in the NFL. You've got to, you know, the two things, and everybody talks about yardage, and, you know, OB, you love talking about yardage, how much, you know, was given up and this and that. There's two things. Can you get to the quarterback? Can you take the ball away? Well, we couldn't get to the quarterback today, Andy, but we did take the ball away. And that was the godsend that gave us opportunities to find a way to win.
Amen to that. The thing that still concerns me, we brought this up on the pregame show, and we're kind of skirting around it here, but yet we're bringing it up. You know, 69 yards rushing, and 13 of which were by your quarterback, is just not going to get things done. You know, you want to be able to throw the ball, but you need to be able to run it to sell that play-action pass to make the defense actually bite on it.
And the guy running should not be your quarterback exactly. Gaining the most yards.
Exactly.
I was watching, you know, some of the other games around the league, and I saw Purdy running and getting slapped around. I saw Mahomes running again. It's almost like when a quarterback is seeing man coverage now, they're looking to break it down and take off. And all that's good and fine. And once in a while, it's a backbreaker for the defense. But, you know, we play with a quarterback, he gets hit once, and then he's out for the season. How much can our quarterback take? I don't know. But, you know, everybody, you know, talking about Max Crosby, and he was a factor today, but he didn't get a sack. He chased the quarterback out of the pocket, I think, three or four times, which good defensive ends are supposed to do that, Montez Sweat. Maybe you need to kind of watch some film of Max Crosby and learn what you're supposed to do. But all that being said, the offense has got to be able to hold up and function without all of the breakdowns. And again, these two rookie offensive tackles, I mean, it could have been a lot worse. Yeah. I remember we went to Cleveland 2 years ago or three years ago with Justin Fields, and he got sacked, what, nine times?
And the one-yard passing. That was
a machete attack. I mean, he was beat to death. And we didn't have, you know, that tonight. So, and a lot of it due to what you're saying, OB, you know, Caleb's got a knack for, you know, like a little mouse on a kitchen floor, running and, you know, getting away from trouble. All that being said, we can't function next week and the next week and have that type of performance, because sooner or later, quarterback's going to get popped.
For us to have a winning season and hopefully get into the playoffs, just hopefully, okay? There's so many corrections. Did you watch Ben Johnson, folks out there? Did you watch him when the TV showed him when he was calling and sending in plays? Did you watch his facial features and his head movement? He'd be calling a play in, and then he'd go with his pencil and scratch something off, and then he'd just shake his head like in a no motion. Not a yes motion, but a no. If he did it once, he did it 20 times. And it was play after play, sending it in to our quarterback. And every time he did, if you people look and see, he started shaking his head like in disgust after giving him the play, and then he was shaking his head. And I'm going to tell you what, when you run for a net 2 yards and you pass for, what, 60 yards or whatever it is, folks, we got a problem. And it's going to come down the road, okay? We're not going to play all the teams that we just played late this afternoon. That was basically kind of like one and done. We're going to have some talented opponents, especially in our own division. And we have to be more diversified offensively and defensively both. And if we don't get aggressive, either on either side, if we don't get aggressive, It's going to be a long, hard middle of the season and end of the season for us. We're 2-2. I hope the hell Ben Johnson brings these guys in, takes them to task, and they feature and come out and move the ball aggressively, Danny. I cannot say we're not an aggressive football team, Dan. Not on offensively or not defensive. We're just not an aggressive team. And you want to win, you want to be a world champion, that is one of the keynotes that you got to have. You've got to be aggressive. You got to attack offensively and attack defensively. You sit back and you let them pound on you, you're going nowhere.
You know, and again, I mentioned it in the first hour, but let me just bring this up again about our secondary. 2 years ago, I was so excited about the secondary. You know, I really, you know, Brisker was a young upcoming star, and Johnson was doing great, and you know, so we had a lot of really good. And then last year, everybody just kind of went south. Now, with Jalen Johnson being out, and of course Kyler Gordon has not played yet this year. And you could make a case they were the two best players on our defense the last 2 or 3 years because they were really terrific. And even Gordon, especially. And a lot of people didn't really know much about him, but he was special. But all that being said, for Kevin Byard to have this type of performance through the first month of the season is fantastic. Tyrique Stevenson, everybody wanted to ship him out of here last year. I did too.
Yeah.
But he's kind of straightened up, and he has been terrific with another fantastic interception today. But Nashawn Wright, I was looking at some of the Pro Football Focus grades on him. And a lot of people kind of want to, you know, run him down a little bit. But his grades were very high. Mm-hmm. And I was worried about him because in that last preseason game, the Chief receivers just ran by him. And I was thinking, oh, my God, what are we going to have here? But is it Nick McLeod?
McLeod, yep.
McLeod has been the nickelback, and he hasn't been lit up.
No.
And you know, okay, in Detroit with no pressure on Goff, I mean, everybody looked bad, but these other three games, the secondary has really held up amazingly well for all the injuries.
Dan, I agree with 100% whatever I said. And you know how they can get better? How about a pass rush?
That's what I was
going to
say.
Our pass rush, folks, in four games is null and void.
Zero sacks today.
Can you believe this? I'm about done talking about him, Danny. I've been around this game for a long time. I've never seen a guy, this guy, what he gets paid, and him coming off the field and going on the sideline, coming in and out. It looks to me like whenever the hell he wants to. I don't understand it, but for our backs, they are, and I agree. I think they're playing pretty good, Dan. But for them to really take it to another level, you got to get all 11 guys on defense. You got to get our four down linemen or three down linemen or our when we blitz or we do line tricks. We've got to be effective, and we are not. We are not effective. If we were effective with our defensive line and linebackers, our D-backs would be playing a hell of a lot better and as good as they're playing right now.
Well, six turnovers in the last game and a half. It's keeping us on life support till maybe we can find a pass rush during the bye week.
That's what we need. That's how we can all get better. That's how the defensive backs can get better, by the guys up front taking care of business.
Think about this. The Bears have had a hand in the players of the week every game, yes, and we might have it this week. J.J. McCarthy was offensive player of the week in the opener. Goff was the second. We made them both stars. Then Caleb was last week.
Yep.
And then this game, maybe Kevin Byard with two interceptions and leading the team with seven tackles. Maybe he will be defensive player of the week.
All right, Bears win at 25-24 in Vegas. We'll take a quick timeout and come back with more here. Happen will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
We won't be playing guys like this anymore. What do you think, Ben Johnson, if we lost this game, so we're 1-3, how do you think his speech would have gone being interviewed after this game tonight? What do you have any idea, would think, Andy or Dan, what he might say to the public? You know, the yeah. press asking him questions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, no, I'm glad he's not in that position, but I'd hate for him to be in that position. You know, I mean, obviously, and again, I kind of always preface this by saying he knows now in his heart of hearts, he's not going to tell you or me or the newspaper that he screwed up during the preseason.
There's no question about
it. He should have played these guys and, you know, and not coddled them and let them sit on the sidelines with their sunglasses and T-shirts, because guess what? All that valuable time, it's gone. It's evaporated.
That's exactly correct.
You can never get it back.
That's right. And why do you play him? To get ready.
And guess,
you don't have to play him the whole game, but get him to start it and get the feeling of a little camaraderie playing next to each other.
And run a bunch of quick slants and side adjustment plays where you start feeling, you know, let me tell this story real quick. So I was talking to Dan Pompey, and the Bears went up to practice with the New England Patriots, I think 4 or 5 years ago. Brady was still there. And the Bears, you know, oh, yeah, we're going to be in the pass rush drills and the 9-on-7 and all that. And when practice was over, I think it was Eberflus's first year, and all the Bear guys went in. Brady, Gronk, and another receiver went to the far end of the field.
Yeah.
And they ran 30 plays with side adjustment
after practice.
Yeah, the other dude on Gronk would take the inside away, then Gronk would, you know, adjust. He'd jump outside, Gronk would run a slant. They ran it for about 20 minutes. And guess what? Later that season, I saw that those plays manifest themselves into victories time and time and time again.
Yep.
And those are the things that we could have worked on and had a chance to perfect, but no, we're too busy with our sunglasses and fingernails being painted and all this. Which I mean, it's nonsense.
Danny, and that's so hard to believe with Ben Johnson. And, you know, coming from the head coach up there, he's been under him. He was the offensive coordinator. You know, he's got to acquiesce to the head coach, et cetera. But everything was so plotted and planned, and you had to work in Detroit. And I mean, they were like a machine. He comes here, and I don't know, maybe somebody else knows or whatever. But I'll tell you what, I was dumbfounded week after week, and then a month after month, and then all these camps, Dan, and then in the exhibition season, he's going to play some of these guys. He's got to get ready. Never played them. Never played him. And how do we start out? 0-2, behind the eight ball. And I'll tell you what, watching him again today, and that told me a little something, folks, and I'll say it again because I think it's important. When you watched him calling the plays in to Caleb, and when he called it in, and then as soon as he got done, he looked with his head, and he shook his head as in like in disgust. If he did it once, I'll guarantee he did it 20, 30 times. If you know what I'm talking about, if you watched him, if you paid attention.
You know, hope isn't a game plan. And yet, week after week after week, I sit here after the game and say, what can we do? What do we hang our hat on? What you know, Caleb had a QBR of 73 today against a bad defense. We won't see a defense that bad again the rest of the season.
Correct.
And I'm telling you, the Commanders, they're going to be ready. They got their butts beat today. I'm just saying, it only gets harder. And we need to be able to say we will go into the games prepared. And we're not going to get prepared letting everybody go home on Thursday. And I'm just saying, hopefully he'll stand up there and say, hey, guys, guess what? If we were 3-1 and our offense had rolled up 480 yards against a crummy defense, I'd say, okay, you've
rolled
worked hard.
Rolled up 2 yards.
Yeah, yeah. We averaged 2.7 yards a play the first half. When the ball was given to us time after time after time down inside the Vegas territory,
why offensively,
it's unacceptable.
Why offensively, Danny, why the hell don't we use post patterns? Why don't we use fly patterns? When we go downfield, you can have success, you can score points. But if you don't even attempt, if you don't go down, it's going to be a struggle from week to week to week. You got to open this offense up. My God, we're paying a quarterback millions and millions of dollars, receivers millions, millions of dollars, offensive linemen millions of dollars, for Christ's sake, and we throw a five-yard out, a three-yard out, that the usual slip screen that never works, and we struggle and have to have a miracle block to win a football game? That's not the way this game is supposed to be played, folks. It's just not.
That we completed a five-yard out in the second quarter, and then announcers were going, oh, wow, good. Like that was an accomplishment.
Yeah. You think other people in the league don't know what I just been and what I've been talking about? They don't do it.
All right, we got a half an hour left to go. We're going to take a stop here for the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Happen to be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears football fans. He's back, longtime sponsor, nationwide agent Jeff Vukovich.
Vuk!
For all your home, auto, business, insurance needs, contact Vuk,
Vuk!
At jeffvuk.com. And remember, Nationwide is on your side.
Andy, and to our listeners, I'm going to tell you, this is how I viewed this game. We needed this victory. We needed it. We couldn't go 1-3. We and losing to a bad team, we couldn't. This victory, I don't know if it's going to catapult us, put us in a better way. I have no idea. But boy, if the Bears ever needed a victory, this was the one. And I mean this in the last several years. We've had some poor years here. But boy, did we need this victory. It was an away game against a very bad team. But we won by a miracle, whatever, but we won. And again, we needed this big time, Danny. We big time for the coaching staff and for the players themselves. More important, for the great Bear fans.
Especially going into a bye week. But hey, by the skin of our teeth, 2-2, baby.
All right, let's hear from, go ahead.
And, Ben Johnson, please don't turn us into camp, whatever you want to call it, okay? Hold their feet to the fire. Make them accountable. Don't be giving them days off and whatever have you. It was a miracle that we won this game. Show some leadership. Get these guys in and get them ready to go in 2 weeks.
All right, let's get out to Las Vegas and hear from the head coach, Ben Johnson.
All right. Came out of that game pretty clean. There really was nobody that of note that didn't finish the game. We're in good shape there. Man, I'm proud of our guys. They came through for us. We're building something special here, and I think they're feeling it. Just the belief they have in each other, the belief they have in this coaching staff, I thought it really shone through. This is a huge win for our team. Finding a way in the fourth quarter to come out on top, I just thought that was outstanding for us. So proud of our guys, proud of the locker room. I know it's an ugly game at times. I thought I'd give a lot of credit to the Raiders. They played their tails off, which we knew they would. You know, Coach Carroll is such a good coach, and they have so many good players on their side that it was going to be a dogfight. And they were desperate for a win, and we were desperate for a win as well. And, it came down right to the wire, just like we thought it might. And so, like I said, that's a huge character win for our team, and I just love it for them. Open it up.
For Josh Blackwell, as you've got to know him, what's he
going to
say about him to make that play?
Yeah, man, he came through for us right when we needed it. And, you know, I'm listening on the headset, and Coach Hightower, who does just such an incredible job with our special teams unit in all those phases, he's kind of narrating it in real time, and he's like, yeah, Blackwell's going to get this one for us. He's going to come through. And sure enough, it came to light just like he thought. And so, man, I was so proud of him. He's a guy that not only is a key cog of what we do on special teams, but a key contributor there as a backup in our DB room, and that was huge for him.
You mentioned this sloppy game, talk about some of the penalties and negative yardage. How did you kind of balance almost your own emotions and then obviously the team's emotions as you weathered all of that?
Yeah, it's easy to get frustrated. But we don't panic. We just don't. It's not who we are, and that's not what we do. And so, we have a 3-and-out to start the game, I believe, on offense. And, defense comes through for us. And, you know, they end up with four turnovers on the day, and we're not able to capitalize on those turnovers to the extent that we'd like to. You know, and I could see where either side of the ball would get really frustrated. I could see where the defense would get frustrated with the offense, and the offense frustrated with ourselves. You know, that didn't happen. Everybody stayed the course. No one panicked whatsoever. I thought we came in at halftime. We hit that reset button. That's what we talked about. Take a deep breath, and let's come out and play 30 minutes and find a way to win.
What impressed you most about the game when you drive?
Oh, shoot. Well, I can't remember play by play, to be honest with you, but I remember talking to Caleb before he took the field, and I said, this is what you're built for. These are the moments that he thrives in the most. I think that's really been the story of his life, to be honest with you. And I know he came through for us in a big way. That was a heck of a pass rush. We knew what 98 was capable of. And then, you know, the rest of those guys are really hard blocks as well. And so for us to look up, and we only had one sack, it certainly felt a lot worse than that, because Caleb was having to elude a lot and continue to evade that rush. And so, you know, he found a way, the playmakers found a way, our O-line found a way to hold on there for us to get a touchdown when we needed it the most.
It was tough sliding through the run game most of the game, but on third and four there at the end to call on Swift, what went into that decision to call that? I mean, I'm sure it's four down territory, but to trust Swift, to trust your guys in that moment?
Yeah. I've... That's a hard one to answer right now, to be honest with you. I just, in the moment, it's just what you're feeling, what your gut's telling you is going to work. And so my gut was probably wrong a lot of the night. So it was good to see it come through. And really, it's a credit to those guys. I mean, they know we get down there inside the five. That's what we want to do. We want to be able to run it inside the 10-yard line. And I think they came through for us.
All right, the head coach, Ben Johnson, talking a little bit there about his thoughts on that game, which, again, was a little dicey there toward the end.
Well, I was hoping somebody would ask about the fake flea flicker.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I do.
That could have been a somewhat of a disaster. We got a, you know, obviously Swift kept the ball and then got a penalty for face mask violation, but that was an interesting call.
Couple of those were interesting calls, but the Bears end up winning this one 25-24. We'll talk a little bit more about it. We're with you till 8:30 here tonight.
You know, Andy, the statistics for the Bears were pathetic. They really were. I mean, we won a football game, but we played a really bad team, and offensively, we should have dominated this team, folks. We should have dominated, and we came out with a miracle win, and are acting like, well, yeah, offense, yeah, we did this one. You didn't do a damn thing. It was a miracle finish, okay? You had an extra special effort by one of your guys on defense that blocked a field goal, going against an excellent field goal kicker, by the way. And you could have lost the game, and you could have been 1-3, but you didn't. Thank the good Lord. Thank the football gods, and move on, Ben Johnson. The more I'm starting to hear of you, the less I'm starting to like of you.
A win is a win. I know they don't give you style points if you lose stylishly or if you win stylishly. So you have to just kind of look at it as it what it is, what it is, and it's 2-2, which is good.
And obviously the fact that it was in Las Vegas, where the Bears were favored by 1.5 most of the week. Right about Saturday afternoon, it flipped and it became a Raider. As you know, the Raiders were favored by 1.5. So for all the fans, if they invested wisely, may have paid for the trip.
Yes, good point. That's a good point.
And, you know, obviously, and that was, we had a caller earlier talking about that he had been there and the fans were, you know, maybe 50-50 with the Raider brood. All that being said, here we are, and in the course of a football season, there's all these, you know, these ebbs and tides, and then some days you feel like the champs, and then you get beat or this or that, and you're down. This win, being able to go through this bye week on an up note after putting together a couple of wins, it still doesn't diminish the fact that we are still a team that we don't know what we are capable of.
We're struggling, Danny.
We are.
We're struggling mightily on offense.
Yep.
We're
and defense.
Running the ball. Yes.
The defense is bad.
Right. And running the football. And we're struggling in passing the football, especially passing. Okay? And I'd take a victory any way we can get it, and that's how we got it. We took it any way we could get it. But I'll tell you what, I was a, you know what? I'm a little disappointed in Ben Johnson. I was expecting a hell of a lot more out of him and a lot more out of Caleb Williams, both of them. Our new head coach with his whole new system, he had all this offseason to come in here, implant a whole new system, get acquainted with his quarterback, get his quarterback going, go through all the camps, exhibition season, and I'll tell you what, that's what we needed, and that's what Ben Johnson didn't do. And I'm a little disappointed in him in that because I thought he would be more of a taskmaster, Andy and Dan, and he really turned out not to be. So far, he hasn't held these people, their kids, their feet to the fire. He has not. It's about time you do it.
One of the few bright spots thus far during the course of the season has been the defense on third down.
Mm-hmm.
And we were ranked second in football behind the Cleveland Browns, who are really salty on defense. They got a great pass rush with Garrett. But all that being said, we were pretty good again today. What were we? They held them to 2 of 8 on third down. And that is always one of the most important downs. Obviously, they convert on third down. They got 4 more shots at you. So, you know, getting people stopped on third down has been maybe the only bright spot. But back to what I was talking about earlier on, Al Harris, the defensive backfield coach, obviously has really made an impact. And, you know, I know this sounds kind of, high and mighty, but how can you coach somebody if you never did it, right? And that's why, you get coaches that have never done it, and yet, you know, they're the ones that are supposed to teach you how to play, ball positioning for a corner and this and that. Well, Al Harris, he's done it. And obviously, his pointers, his tips, his tutelage has really paid off, because through the first 4 games, there's been an awful lot of problems all over this football team. But I got to tell you, minus our 2 best players on defense, our secondary has not been the weakness that I would have thought, you know, it could have been. And I got to tell you, the 4 turnovers today, 3 of them are interceptions, all made by, you know, Byard and Stevenson, by making fantastic breaks on the ball. How many times you see those guys lunge at the ball and knock it down? I mean, they were fantastic with their timing. And again, Al Harris, you know, obviously the secondary coach, he's paying dividends.
Kudos to Al Harris, and that was an excellent point, Dan.
All right.
Matter of fact, it was a great point, you know, because if they didn't react the way that you just said, again, we don't win this game. We just, on a miracle, we don't even win it, because we wouldn't be in it because of all those interceptions. Okay? So what you just said, spot on.
Well, I appreciate it. And I'm just, you know, I'm looking for this, you know, the silver lining here. And, you know, obviously this next 2 weeks, it could be the most important 2 weeks of the season. You're saying, oh, yeah, what are you talking about? I'm saying
he better start coaching, Dan.
Well,
and holding these kids' feet to the fire. They need it.
They do.
This team needs it. They need to be made accountable in practice. Accountable in practice.
I remember, you know, even after the Super Bowl the next year when we'd go to the bye week, God forbid we lose the week before the bye week. I mean, I would be in the locker room saying there's no way we're losing because, you know, essentially Dickett would turn it into a mini summer camp and would be hitting and doing all the things that we needed to do to make sure that we stayed at a honed edge and were effective on both sides of the ball, running
That's
the ball, blocking,
Danny.
And all that. And again, we've sat here for almost 2 hours telling you we got out of Vegas by the skin of our teeth. And, you know, you can't keep expecting for things like that to happen week after week after week. We've got to find out what we're good at, Declan Doyle, the new offensive coordinator. We need to find out what we can do when we got to do it. Right now, I'm still up in the air. I don't know.
How the hell we won this football game is a miracle to begin with. And I'll tell you what, what's the problem? What's the problem right now, offense or defense? If you had to pick one, it's offense. It's offense. And where's the big problem at? The big problem is with our quarterback. That's where the big problem is. Second problem is our offensive line. This has to be corrected. You got 2 weeks here now. You caught lightning in a bottle this afternoon. Take advantage of it, Ben Johnson. Take advantage. You coaches start coaching, and you players start paying attention and start playing. Because from what I've seen, up through four games right now and three exhibition games, you guys haven't shown me a lot. I don't think you've shown the fans a lot. And I think it's about time you guys really get serious and start playing like you're supposed to be playing. Winning football.
A quality win is what this team needs more. And, you know, he alluded to, oh, we have all the belief in each other and in the coaches.
Oh, that's so yeah. Full of, please.
Well, hey, if it wasn't for a block kick, we'd all be saying the sky's falling. So let's find a way to make sure that we are ready to go into D.C. and win a football game against a quality opponent. If we do, hey, you can catch fire.
All right, gents, thanks so much. Bears win at 25-24.